This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
A world first as Venice brings in its tourist tax. Live from the BBC World Service, this is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Luke Wilson, in for Leanna Byrne. Good morning. It's one of the world's top tourist destinations, and for years, Venice has struggled with the impacts of mass tourism. The city's authorities estimate that every year, 20 million day trippers pour into its narrow streets. But now, they're going to be charged an entrance fee of just over $5. The BBC's Mark Lowen is in Venice for us. Hi, Mark.
Hi there, Luke.
So, how will this work?
Well, I'm outside the city's main station here in Venice, beside the Grand Canal, and this is one of the access points for these day tripper tickets. So there are people who are coming out of the train station, and they're having to show their phones to stewards who are wearing high visibility jackets to see whether or not they have indeed paid their €5 entry fee. Now, this is a ticket applicable only to day trippers. If you live in the region, if you are staying overnight, if you're a student or a young person, you're exempt, but you also need to register for an exemption. There are a few of these checkpoints around the city, and it is a ticket that will be applicable on about 30 days between now and the summer. Now, the thinking behind it is that Venice is glorious, unique, but also creaking under the weight of mass tourism, and day trippers cause immense strain. So this is intended to try to discourage day trippers and try to space them out over certain different days. Critics say it is a pointless waste of money. €5 is nothing. It won't discourage anything, and it doesn't address the fundamental problems of Venice, which is that it is an incredibly fragile city whose local resident population being driven out by tourism, and a city that's, you know, extremely vulnerable to climate change and rising seawaters.
And obviously Venice the first, but a lot of cities having this kind of problem with mass tourism. How closely is this being watched by other places?
Very closely, I think, because, you know, as you say, cities as diverse as, you know, Barcelona, Lisbon, Athens, I mean, many European cities are facing this challenge of over-tourism that is being resisted to some extent by local populations who are being driven out of affordable housing, sites that are coming under huge strain by just the sheer numbers of people visiting. And actually, mass tourism day trippers particularly, not really contributing to the overall economy, because the day trippers come in, they get a few pictures for their Instagram accounts, they don't really spend particularly in the local businesses. They might buy a quick slice of pizza and kind of all go to the Rialto Bridge and St. Mark's Square at the same time. But that is what is not being seen as a particularly sustainable method of tourism. So city authorities say, look, actually, even though it's only a minimal fee, for a family of four, that does add up, and that they will study it and see whether this experiment works.
The BBC's Mark Lowen, thanks for joining us on Marketplace.
Thanks, Luke.
Let's do the numbers. And the world's largest mining company, Australia's BHP, has made a $39 billion takeover offer for the FTSE 100 mining giant Anglo American. If approved, it would create the world's biggest copper miner. Shares in Anglo American are currently up over 11%. Modest fashion is a booming industry valued at over $300 billion, and starting today, thousands of models, designers and buyers are in Istanbul for its Fashion Week. The BBC's Megan Lawton has more.
Once associated with flowing abayas and floor-length kaftans, modest fashion is changing. In this video from last year, models are wearing leather skirts, cowboy hats and feather boas. For Modest Fashion Week founder Özlem Sahin Ertas, it's important her runways reflect the evolution of the style.
For us, the modesty is not related to any social or religious or cultural background.
According to the recent State of the Global Islamic Economy report by research firm Diner Standard, Muslim spend on clothing in 2022 was $318 billion. That's a rise of 8.4% compared to the previous year.
I think we just had a really rapid growth within the Gen Z and within the Western world.
Maha Gondal is a modest fashion content creator who was born in Pakistan but grew up in Toronto in Canada. She has over 180,000 followers on TikTok and has worked with brands including Coach, Tiffany & Co. and Versace.
Hi guys, let's get ready with me for tonight using a full fair.
One of the reasons the industry has grown so rapidly is social media. The hashtag modest has had 7.2 billion views on TikTok.
I had little girls, they would reach out and be like, oh my God, you know, you're the first brown girl from within our community who we can actually look up to. When I first moved to Canada, I didn't see a Muslim girl, let alone a brown girl, on a billboard. But now you're able to see that.
Modest fashion is gaining popularity with women from all backgrounds. The Reflective are an e-commerce website for modest dressing women. They're based in New York and have customers who are Jewish, Muslim and Christian, but also women from non-faith backgrounds. It's run by Ariella Immerman and Liza Hockeen.
There were a lot of women coming to us, not because they were religious, but because they were postpartum and they didn't want, you know, cutouts in their gowns anymore, or they were working in professional environments and they just couldn't find clothes that suited them for that.
Ariella also highlights the current trend of old money, a style gaining popularity thanks to celebrities like Sophia Richie.
10 tips to creating that old money style.
Instead of flashy logos and bold prints, this style is about embracing classic wardrobe staples.
That whole classy, almost timeless luxury style, and that goes hand in hand with modest fashion as well.
The State of the Global Islamic Economy report estimates the global modest fashion industry will grow to $428 billion US by 2027. I'm the BBC's Megan Lawton for Marketplace.
I'm Luke Wilson with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.